Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
But your pals came back with high levels of HGH.
Human growth hormone.
And if you're using a performance-enhancing drug, it's going to show up in your tests.
Can I just say how nice this is? Reaching for your hand and not worrying about who might be watching us?
Sorry to interrupt, but it's about Mike.
How was the dinner party?
It was fine. So the cops showed up to let us know that our son had been arrested for breaking and entering.
Save the date. You're getting married in 6 weeks. I just spoke to your father again. He wants you to talk to Isabel.
I'm not going
to
be a bridesmaid.
What do you want from me?
The truth.
What are you going to give me?
We'll make sure the video stays in a safe place.
Should I be worried about you and this Jason guy?
No.
The truth is, I do care about you.
This place. She's in the dark room.
Whose face is this?
Oh my god. It's Aria. They're all Aria.
Why is your phone turned off? I was trying to meet you all night. I'm sorry. I was avoiding someone's call. I need to talk to you about Jason.
Oh, I need to talk to you about Jason.
He kissed me.
Hurry.
I know. It was a mistake.
Look, I was trying to figure out a way to tell you guys.
Well, I totally don't know how to tell Ezra.
Do I even tell him?
Aria, Jason had pictures of you. Creepy pictures.
What?
Spencer and I found a dark room in his woodshed. Okay, he developed photographs of you sleeping.
Sleeping?
Sleeping or drugged.
Okay, well, I'm officially terrified.
Good.
Hey, it's about time. And for the record, I never bought Jason's whole act. And hanging around here pretending to be concerned about at-risk youth, using your brother to get to you.
Hold on. He really did help Mike.
So he could get in your house
and kiss you.
Wait, what? You're kissing him now?
No, he kissed me.
Thanks, Em. I really needed that on top of everything else.
Aria, he's dangerous.
Fine. I gotta go.
Did you know about this? I knew that they were connecting, but I promised I wouldn't say anything.
It's okay. Sometimes you have to hurt someone to help them.
The sign-up for the college fair will be held all day.
So, ready for the college fair? No, I'm not staying. I promised I would pack up the rest of Ian's stuff before Melissa gets home. Toby's gonna help me.
Set the table for one.
Sorry.
Super early to go to swim practice.
I thought she wasn't allowed to swim yet.
She's not. She sits by the pool hoping someone will push her in.
She's not going to get any better doing what she's doing. Emily needs to heal inside and out.
Yeah, tell me about it.
She grinds her teeth in her sleep now.
I mean, it's like lying next to a bus stop.
Yeah, compassion.
I have it, just not in the morning.
I could just find this thing.
This.
Gift certificate for a massage. Emily needs it more than I do. What do you think?
All you ever gave me was a 2-for-1 at the donut hut.
Which I appreciated, and I will give this to Emily when I see her at school. So, what did your father have to say?
Nothing much.
May I? Dear Hannah, I'm so proud to call you my daughter. To have you standing up there with me is the best wedding gift I could imagine. Oh. Whatever. The ceremony will only be like 20 minutes, so it's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal. It clearly means a lot to him that you're going. I just think people make too much out of weddings in general. I mean, if it needs a tent, it's a circus, says the girl who got up at 4 in the morning to watch the royal wedding. I had to pee for 3 hours. Look, I know that you are thinking about me and my feelings about all of this. I love you for that. But this is the day of happiness for your dad. I want you to embrace that in the same way that you would embrace it if I found someone. Okay? I'll try it. Aren't you late for school? Oh, it's college fair day. Attendance is optional. We're not. Can I talk to you?
Hey, yeah, look, I wanted to talk to you.
Why do you have those pictures of me?
What?
My friends said they found pictures that you took of me sleeping. How did you even take them? Did you, like, climb a ladder up to my window?
Wait, hold up. Your friends are the ones who broke into my dark room?
So what? The point is, they found the photos. Photos you didn't want found.
Man, I swear, this town never changes. People would rather sneak behind your back than ask you a direct question.
I'm asking you a direct question right now. Why did you take them and when?
I didn't. Allie did.
Why would Allie take pictures of me sleeping?
Got me. I don't know what goes on at slumber parties. Look, I found a roll of her film in the house, so I developed it.
Okay, well, why were all the pictures missing when my friends went back there? Spencer said the whole darkroom was gone.
That equipment is expensive, so I moved it into the house until I could get a new lock. And the prints were gone because I was having them framed. It was a gift. For you.
No.
So, anything else you want to accuse me of?
Jason, you have to admit this all looks really bad.
Yeah. I can see that.
Anne, hi. What brings you here today?
I have a meeting with your principal. An upcoming presentation.
How's Aria? Better, I think. Thank you. Actually, I was wondering if I could talk to you about my son, Mike.
Oh, okay.
He goes to school here. He's 14, and he's become very withdrawn. He doesn't want to go to school. He doesn't really come out of his room. And he was caught breaking into a house.
Did he talk to you about it?
No, he won't talk to anybody, but I was hoping that he might talk to you.
Well, I don't usually recommend that siblings see the same therapist, but why don't I come up with a few people who might be right for him?
Yeah. Did you get the other box from your car?
Well, you know the student body better than you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you.
Hey, I wanted to give you this before I leave.
Leave?
Are we checking out booths together?
No, you know, I just had to go that stupid fitting for a bridesmaid's dress.
What's this?
A free massage.
My mom says you need to relax.
I am relaxed.
You can't even turn your head. Use it.
Anyways, I gotta go. Mona's waiting for me outside.
I don't know.
Emily?
Thank you.
No problem. Everything all right?
No.
Can I help? I know what you're thinking, that I couldn't possibly understand the problems you're dealing with right now, but I might surprise you if you give me a chance. Just because you stopped being my patient doesn't mean I stopped caring about you.
There are things that I haven't told you. And I need to.
Why don't we do this in my office? Do you have any time after school today?
So, this is weird, huh? Boxing up someone's life.
This is Ian we're talking about. I think this just became my fondest memory of him.
So I know why I'm not going to the college fair. Why aren't you there?
Because I went last year.
You've probably been going since middle school, right?
You know the Hastings motto. Why enjoy today when you could be worrying about tomorrow?
Hey, check this out. Ian's old yearbook.
The stop there is. Captain lacrosse team, honor society, drama club. Yeah, he was quite the actor. And a tea club. What's that?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, neither have I, and I know every club. I mean, I came close to joining the Madrigals. Well, let me see this. It's not in the index of clubs.
So maybe it was some kind of mistake.
Okay, then how do you explain that?
Ian, N-A-T forever. Jason.
Torrentis? Jason De Laurentiis, N.A.T. Club.
Spencer, what is it?
I want to see if anyone else was a member. Garrett Reynolds. N.A.T. Club.
Like, outside forces are kind of taking over.
Forces?
People.
Aria, I don't know what else to tell you to prove that Jackie's not a threat.
You know what? You wouldn't know a threat if it sat in your lap and made you a gin and tonic.
What does that even mean?
It means that Jackie is interested in you. And she flirts with you every single day.
I work with the woman.
Look, I'm not blaming her. It's not her fault. We've left ourselves open to that because she doesn't know that you're in a relationship. The same way that no one knows that I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, but it's not a problem as long as we know. I meant it when I said I didn't have feelings for her.
Okay, well, I meant it when I said I didn't have feelings for Jason, but that didn't stop me from kissing him. Wait. That came out entirely wrong. I didn't kiss him. He kissed me. I didn't stop him. Hey, Z, last box of brochures out of the car. I don't want to leave Booth.
Yeah, sure.
College will be a great experience for you. It really helps you grow up. Really. You'll look back and realize just how naive you were. So, what do you think?
Hold on. Let me stop dry heaving first.
Okay, it's not that bad.
Kate Moss would look like a water buffalo in that. All you're missing is cud.
I don't know. I mean, are you taking the waist and shorten it a bit?
I think you actually really seriously. Who is this hillbilly your dad is marrying?
Her name is Isabel. Can you ease up? So her taste is a little more classic.
Yeah, classic ugly. And you know that. So why are you channeling Pollyanna?
Polly who? Okay, you know, it's important to my dad. And I don't know, I wasn't exactly a charmer the first time I met Kate and Isabel, and I need to make it up to them. So if that means I'm standing up there looking like Sasquatch, then so be it.
Fine, I get it. Be nice to her if you have to, but let's face it. Your stepmom-to-be is a jug-blowing hayseed, and so is her daughter, Kate. Hannah? Kate.
Oh, hi. I wish I'd known you were coming for a fitting. My mom just left. We all could have tried on our dresses together.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad. It would have been really fun.
But actually,
oh, my God. Is that the new Rebecca Minkoff? I thought they were, like, totally sold out.
They are. Kate, this is my friend Mona.
Hi. Pleasure.
So, what are the chances of me running into you today? Like, one in a million? Why aren't you at school?
Exams. All my classes are AP, so I took mine early. How about you?
College fair. But I'm going to pick up my college the same way I pick up my clothes from my catalog.
It's funny. Listen, my older cousins and I are meeting later at a club for some lunch. Why don't both of you join us?
Oh, we can.
Great. I'm going to go write down the directions, and I will be back in a sec.
What are you doing? You are not starved. You just had a whole bowl of jelly beans.
They were complimentary.
We're not going.
Yes, we are. You said you needed to make nice with her. Now's your chance.
So take your time and get comfortable. You can lie face down between the sheets when you're ready.
Sure.
First time?
Is that obvious, huh?
Trust me, you'll love it. You let me know if the pressure's right. We'll start easy and see where you're tender. I'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
I just checked a bunch of old yearbooks. That club isn't mentioned in any of them.
I checked, too. It must be some kind of prank.
What, like seniors get away with murder? There's got to be an answer in all of this stuff. And Jason, Ian, and Garrett? NAT club? It's got to mean something.
What's a nice way to say someone's obsessive?
Wait a minute, check this out. Nos animadverto totus? N-A-T.
You took Latin, right?
Yeah, and I got a 5 on my AP, but I don't remember any of it. You see all. Wait. We know that Ian liked to secretly videotape the girls of Rosewood, right?
Yeah.
Well, what if we see all means that Jason and Garrett were in on his dirty little game?
But what would that mean, other than that they were perverts?
It means that maybe Jason killed Allison for the same reason we thought Ian did. To get back those tapes.
Mind if I sit down? Oh, come on, you're not still scared of me, are you?
Okay, are we eating hay? Because I was promised lunch.
So the plan changed?
Yeah, because you had to open your big mouth and mention your amazing summer at equestrian camp. Which, by the way, was news to me.
Okay, how was I supposed to know that Kate would offer to take us riding? Anyways, this will be fun. Plus, okay, how much are you loving these outfits?
I don't know. These dog purses are cutting off my circulation.
Oh. Hey! I'm over here. Can you grab those helmets?
Yeah, sure thing.
Who's Elizabeth?
I am. You can call her Bitsy.
So you must be Margox.
It's Margot, the ex is silent.
Est-ce que tu es français?
Oui, ma famille est française.
So, Hannah, have you ridden English before?
Oh, no, I'm still learning American.
You mean Western.
What?
Hannah, you're too much.
Oh, ready?
You bet. Whoa, this thing is, bigger than I thought. Like, extinct animal big.
If you don't feel comfortable riding, we can always hang out another time.
Oh, she'll be fine. Why don't you girls go on ahead and we'll join you? I'll show Hannah the ropes.
All right. Are you sure?
Seriously? I'm like the horse whisperer.
Okay.
That feels great.
These are beautiful.
Yeah. I didn't know Allie was so artistic.
I barely remember her even taking pictures.
Strange. Still getting to know someone after they're gone.
Nervous?
Oh, that happened.
Look, I know this isn't an excuse, but my friend's broken because they've been through a lot.
I think we're all looking for answers. That's how I found this role film in the first place.
Where did you find it?
I was doing renovations in Allie's room. I pulled up her floorboard and found a box of her stuff.
What else was in the box?
Nothing special. Girl stuff.
Well, then why would she hide it?
I don't know. Hiding things became such second nature for her, I don't think she even knew why she was doing it half the time. Something becomes a habit, it's hard to stop, you know?
So, have you found anything else of hers?
No. Just the box. You can take a look at it if you want. It's back at the house. Or you can just wait for the next break in from your circle of friends and relatives.
Can we go in there and talk to her?
Aria won't listen to anything else that I have to say about Jason. But I know who she will listen to.
Oh, ow. Oh, can't be much further. How's her ankle? That was so weird. Never seen one bite before.
We lost Kate's horses.
They'll find their way. way back. They're like big dogs. I've told you this before. Did you ever even go to riding camp? So I embellished a little bit. Look, Hannah, the key to survival of any species is adaptability.
Well, when there's a nuclear war, I guess it's going to be more than a million cockroaches because you even had meatballs.
Why are you mad? The only reason I'm even here is for you. I've been working it all day to help you get in good with these girls.
Hey, who are you trying to help here? Me or yourself?
What is that supposed to mean?
I just couldn't help but notice that once you found out Kate was more country club than hillbilly, you couldn't wait to spend the day with her and her crew.
Whatever. I hope Caleb comes back soon. Because ever since he left, he's been a total crank.
Ready to begin?
What?
My apologies. Scheduling issue. I'll tack on an extra 10 minutes.
Wait. Weren't you just in here?
No.
Someone was in here.
Spencer, do you need a ride or something?
I have to talk to you. Okay, there's something that I need to tell you, but before I tell you that, there's something else that I have to tell you.
Okay.
I know about you and Arya.
Excuse me?
Ezra, you don't know. I'm sorry, Mr. Fitz.
Better? You?
Listen to me. Arya's in danger.
Actually, the box is in the woodshed. Follow me. Come?
No, I'll just wait out here for you.
Okay. I'll be back in a sec.
What a complete waste of time. I'm sorry I snapped at you. You didn't do anything wrong. It's just... Kate and your friends think I'm totally clueless. It's not true. Yes, it is. Every time I looked back at them, I got the stink eye from Itzy, Betsy, whatever. They both hated me.
Yeah. Maybe you're just not trying hard enough.
What? Mona, how could you say that? I practically killed myself today trying to make those girls like me.
Look, why should I even try it all? If it weren't for Isabel the skank, my mom would be with my dad right now instead of home alone.
So Kate,
her mom,
those little bitches can go to hell for all I care.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Your mother let me in. I thought we had an agreement, but you don't seem to
care about that anymore.
What are you talking about?
Ian's dead. Allison's murder has been solved, but you're still digging. Digging like the hungry terrier you always reminded me of.
Great. I got it. Now, why don't you...
I know Toby's helping you. I know he was going through my room. You need to stop. What you're doing is dangerous for you and for Toby.
Now, you expect me to believe that you care about Toby?
I do care about him.
Right, well, I know all about that. Remember?
Well, I guess I've said all I have to say.
Thanks for stopping by. Tell Garrett I said hi.
What are you doing here?
I came to get you. Spencer thought half you left the grill.
You talked to Spencer?
She talked to me, and she admitted that she knew about us.
What? She told you about us? Why would she do that?
Because your friends think this guy Jason is dangerous, and I do too. They told me about the photos.
He had a legitimate explanation for the photos. You don't have to worry. He's not a threat.
He is to me. I don't want to lose you. Look, we started out hiding this relationship so we could have one. But if keeping it a secret is destroying it, then I don't want to keep it a secret anymore.
So what are you saying?
It's time to tell people about us. And I think we should start by telling your parents.
You want to start with my parents?
Yeah. So rather they heard it from us.
You're giving this to me?
Yeah.
Thanks. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, I know. You're unavailable.
Figure it out if they haven't already.
What do you want me to do?
It's time to talk to Jason.
Dad call?
I don't think so, but I just got home.
How was the college fair?
I left early to try the bridesmaid dress.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Not a great fit.
Hello? Hey, Tom. I didn't know that. I'm glad it went well. I'm sure she would love to talk to her.
Kate's coming to the house.
for not saying anything. I am so sorry.
Oh, don't apologize. We're practically family now.
I just...
I'm sorry about what happened to your horse.
Oh. Yeah, that's okay.
You know, training a horse is an art.
You have to work with the animal, bending its will until it knows you're its master.
Taking all the fight out of it until it truly is broken.
That's how you're gonna feel when I'm through with you. Welcome to the family.
Sis.
Jason found it. He gave it to me.
What's in it?
Well, as it turns out, it's just a bunch of nothing. What's up?
Oh, I talked to Dr. Sullivan today about Mike, and I made an appointment for him to see somebody she suggested.
Oh, good.
You liked going to see someone, right?
Yeah. Obviously, I wasn't very thrilled about going in the first place, but yeah, I actually started to look forward to it.
Can you tell Mike that? Because he does not want to go.
Sure. Oh, I don't really know if he'll listen to me. Well, don't let that stop
you. I never do. And could you maybe possibly tell him how seeing a therapist doesn't make him a total loser?
Well, I'm on it.
Okay. I think he needs this. Actually, there was one other thing. I feel kind of strange even bringing it up, but earlier this year, there were some rumors about Mr. Fitz being involved with a student.
Yeah.
And I just assumed it was gossip because he was young and clearly a lot of students were nursing a crush on him. But maybe I shouldn't have. Shouldn't have what? Assumed it wasn't true. Is there something you want to tell me about Mr. Fitz? And Spencer?
What?
Are Mr. Fitz and Spencer involved?
What? No. Why would you even think that?
Well, because I saw them talking in his car, and it seemed intimate.
Well, they're not intimate. But would it be so bad if they were? Though, you said to yourself there's barely any age difference.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not the point. He was her teacher. And if I found out he abused his power like that, I'd be really disappointed.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing going on between them. So.
Good. You know, I take that back. I'd feel more than disappointed. I'd feel betrayed.
Worst part is, if I just looked up during that massage, we'd know who A is.
What do the hands feel like? Guy or girl?
I thought like a girl, but now I don't know.
Do you need to take another shower?
No, I think five is enough.
I could use one.
Oh, gross. Ever since I discovered Ian's videos might have had more than one cameraman.
So creepy.
Yeah, what's even creepier is that one of those guys has a gun and a badge.
In a relationship to Jenna, who hates us.
and hated Allie even more. So which one is A?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, ever since we realized A made Ian's death look like a suicide, we've been thinking that A and the killer are the same person. What if A is a group of people? All playing together on the same team. For the same club. That's probably Arya. And my guess is she has something that she wants to say to me. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, send a rescue team.
I'm not mad at you. Really?
Yeah.
Good, because I just did it because I was nervous, and you're really tiny, and I love you.
I love you too. And besides, I mean, going to fits, it actually turned out to be a good thing. Made him step up.
Really? I'm so glad to hear that.
Don't be too happy. My mom thinks that you're the one who's hooking up with him.
Wait, what?
Be before you showed.
Rosewood, all roads seem to lead back to this house.
Sorry, I forgot. So what's on your mind?
Just want to make sure we're still cool, Jason.
What does it matter anymore? It's over, right?
I'm a cop now. Matters more than ever.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I was trying to reach another patient. In here. Right? So, what would you like to talk about?